This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
John, it's fight night tonight.
I know.
Live on Netflix, Mike Tyson is going to box Jake Paul. And we have a series of questions to ask. First, do you care? I hate that I care. Are you in that camp? Like, I know this is stupid. This is mindless. This is clickbait. But I do want to see Mike Tyson punch this you-know-what in the face. Nobody likes Jake Paul or even Logan Paul. So I'm hoping Tyson wins, but I'm intrigued because Tyson's pushing 60. So I'm intrigued. I know I'm falling right into their stupid trap. John, do you care? Is it even real? Who do you want to win this fight? We throw it out to the people. 248-539-9797.
I can't tell if I hate it that I care. I honestly, the sporting events are always one of those where you can suspend your real life and enter to be entertained. I'm just the reason I'm curious as to will I be entertained is I want to know what's the validity of this fight. Is there a WWF aspect to it? It feels somewhat like that because, as you mentioned, Mike Tyson's 58 years old. Jake Paul, I don't know how old he is. He's in his 20s. What, 28? And so you're talking about a 30-year difference, but Mike Tyson is, you know, arguably one of the best fighters ever.
Yep.
And I love his quote. This is one that I think is maybe the greatest of the year. It may be the greatest I've heard in some time of when he was asked about, you know, comparing the two. And when he says that Jake Paul is a manufactured killer, but I'm a natural born killer.
That's a great one.
That's unbelievable. And it kind of gives me goosebumps. And so I'm hoping to see a glimpse of what Tyson was.
But I don't know what he's got left.
I don't know what he's got left. And we see the training videos, and you can make training videos look any way you want, right? It's a little snippet. And do I expect him to still have quickness? Sure. Do I expect him to still have explosion? Sure. Because it's if there's anybody born to do what they were supposed to do, it was Mike Tyson to be a fighter. I just don't know at 58. I'm hopeful for all of us that are getting older. That there is hope, and maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, you're rooting for that.
I'm rooting for it's never too late.
But do you feel at all stupid getting caught up in it? Because it is a sideshow.
Not at all. I don't care. I don't care. People can call it stupid. Everybody's going to have their own take.
Yeah.
I don't think it's stupid. I'll only feel stupid if it's clear that the end result was pre-planned.
Like when Tyson slapped Jake Paul yesterday. Yeah. Was that staged in your mind or is that real?
I mean, all of those lead up press conferences all have this staged feel.
That's what I'm saying. But hook, line, and sinker, right? Because
they're trying to sell something.
I know. Heather, you didn't put it in your news, but you had some story about the ear.
Oh yeah, that Jake Paul got like custom diamond encrusted ear covers.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Tyson wouldn't bite his ear off.
That's a sideshow, is what
it
that is.
Yes.
Also, can someone tell me the difference between the Paul brothers? Because I really don't know the difference between Logan or Jake. To me, they are all one person. So this may as well be Logan. It may as well be Jake. Yeah, I just know they're very hateable. They've done a great job cultivating this very punchable, hateable online persona. And I feel like they're getting all of us to tune in because we all want to see Mike Tyson knock their block off. Yet if you go to the betting markets, and yes, you can bet this charade tonight, Jake Paul's the favorite. They're expecting him to beat up this poor old man.
He's young. Yeah, he's the young one. I expect him to win.
Do you really?
I'm kind of, I won't watch because I'm not into it, but
it's on Netflix.
I know, but
so
if
you don't
I
have
did
to pay
watch,
for it. Well, if you already are a subscriber, you don't have to pay for it.
Correct.
It makes me nervous. Like, I'm uncomfortable by it. Like, I just feel like, I know I've seen Mike Tyson, but I feel like he's old. Like, I'm nervous. Like, he's the old guy. Like, this young, and maybe he did. I don't know. Or maybe he
maybe
will.
Maybe he will.
He gets knocked out.
He's not wearing white trunks.
Get away with it.
I just, and I've kind of said this ever since Jake Paul. Now, Jake Paul's been at this now going on 4 years.
Yes.
And so it's not like it's a one-off show. And, you know, early on it was, he wasn't really fighting anyone. So he's racking up these wins. He's developed himself and he's worked at being a fighter. I know he's got a loss there to you know, Tommy Fury, who's what, the brother of the once heavyweight champ. But more than anything, I just want to see Mike Tyson. I want to see a little glimpse. I don't think he's not going to be what he was. I just want to see a little glimpse of that. And that's my hope. And my other hope is that he just destroys one of the Paul brothers.
Do you think it will live up to whatever it is that people want it to be? Because I asked this, I think the first version of this kind of like celebrity crossover fight to me was Mayweather-McGregor.
Yeah.
And people were disappointed in that it wasn't like...
Yeah, but McGregor's not a boxer. Like, he was trying to do something that he wasn't built or trained to do. Okay, he's a fighter, but not a boxer.
And Mayweather boxed the way he always boxes, which is not for the knockout, to win on points, to just kind of do it technically, which is not always, you know, the most enjoyable watch. Do you think this does deliver for people? Because there will be a lot of people who want to watch it legitimately or want to watch it because they feel like they want to see what happens. Is the payoff there for people?
Well, you have a legitimate boxer in Mike Tyson, albeit he's not the spring chicken he once was. But like the skill, the talent, like if you ask me to pass that, I can still pass that. Like I could still, you know, when I hit the sled, I could still do it with good technique. It's just not the way that I used to do it. And my body's not built like it used to be. But could I do it against somebody that's only been, you know, even though they're younger and they've been at this for 4 years, like how much experience, technique that just never leaves you?
Sure.
It may not be as quick. It may not be able to do it as long, but you could still perform at a certain level. Is a 58-year-old Mike Tyson with that experience and having trained still going to be able to beat a younger, less experienced, less technically sound Jake Paul?
Some ticket texts that have come in early, and we welcome you guys on the phones as well. This one says, it's a win-win for Jake Paul. If he loses to Mike Tyson, the most dangerous man on the planet, it's understandable. If he wins, he shuts up the world. It's a lose-lose for Tyson.
So there is a win for Tyson. Like, he could come out and in well, yep, okay, the money, yep. Yeah. Tom's over there doing the money sign. I think he's getting way paid, what, $20 million? So he's going to win.
There's a pretty big win there.
Yeah, but in terms of his public persona, will his legacy take a shot, you know, if he loses this one? No, because his legacy is of a 25, 24, 30-year-old fighter. It's not a 58-year-old, you know, I'm doing this because I just want to see if I still got it.
Texter says, I hate all of this Jake Paul stuff. He only picks fights against retired or old legends of MMA or boxing. If he would actually fight real boxers, his record would be much worse.
That's probably true. But you also, I mean, like, he got to this late. And so in defense of Jake Paul, like, he's a YouTube guy.
Yeah.
And he's a, you know, influencer, social media guy, whatever, however you want to classify him. But he has been at this for 4 years. He has trained to be a boxer. I just don't know how good he actually is because of the opponents that he's faced.
This person says it's only a 6-round fight, which means it could actually allow Tyson to go all out and not run out of gas.
I think it's 8 rounds.
Okay.
It's an 8-round fight. I think they're 2-minute rounds. They're using, what, 16-ounce gloves, which is as I understand it.
Okay.
Different than, I had it here for a second.
You're good. I can read another ticket text while you get the specifics there. Texter says, I saw it's free with a Netflix subscription. I wasn't going to watch, but it's free for me, so they'll tune in tonight. Texter says it is legitimate because it is going to count against their records, and Tyson is going to want to destroy him.
Yeah, it's 8 rounds.
All right.
And so there are other title fights. So if you're going to tune in, right, I believe it starts at 8 o'clock, and there are 7 other fights that are on the card leading up to the main event, which will be Tyson, what's his name? Jake Paul? Paul. And so if you're tuning, like, it gives you the opportunity to do something else on Friday night.
And then make your way.
And then you make your way back to Netflix to catch the main event.
What do you think, around 10?
Probably 10. Sometime between 10 and 11.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to tune in. I want to see it.
Are you guys tuning in for this? 248-539-9797.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.